We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Heidi Harris, could you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good morning. I want to welcome everybody to wonderful Willow Creek. By way of introduction, Regional Board, we're happy to be here this morning and introduce our board to you. Ms. Irene Tynes from Crescent City, Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville, Ms. Heidi Harris from Sawyers, Mr. John Corbett from McKinleyville, and I'm David Norton from Sebastopol. Jeff Harris is absent today, so we're running on five cylinders, which is just fine. And Mr. Matt St. John, can you please introduce staff?
Yes, good morning. So I am Matt St. John. It's good to meet all of you. In the back of the room on sound, we have Russ here helping us out. And as well, we have Terry Correll and Patty Corsi, who have made this room comfortable for all of us and taking care of all the behind-the-scenes logistics. To my right, I have Ms. Samantha Olson, our staff attorney, and my assistant executive officer, Luis Rivera. In the audience are also a number of my staff who you'll meet as different items come up. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, Matt. All right, a time for board member ex parte communication where board members identify any discussions that have happened outside of our public meetings.
Mr. Chair, since our last meeting, I have met with county and state officials regarding mostly Western Sonoma County sewer districts.
Fantastic. And I would disclose that I did the same. I participated in some of those meetings as well. As far as that goes, I don't see that we have a state board liaison here today, and I assume...
It's true. Our liaison, Tam Dudek, was not able to be here, but she did provide some information, so I will do an update on
Please.
Her behalf. Couple of items. There were some potential changes that had been proposed at the governor's office regarding the regional boards and how they're organized. A number of things had been recommended. One item is currently moving forward, and that is a decision to reduce the number of regional board members from 9 to 7. So that is moving ahead, and that will happen as board vacancies come open. It's not an issue in our region because we currently have a board.
We're strong on the vacancy.
There you go. The state board has two new board members that have been appointed to the state board, Felicia Marcus and Steve Moore. So that brings the number of board members up to 5 at the state board. Felicia Marcus has a long background in this type of work, including time at US EPA, and Steve Moore has most recently been a regional board board member for the San Francisco Bay Regional Board. With this change, there will be a shift in our state board liaison. So unfortunately, we will say goodbye to Tam Dudek as our liaison, and Steve Moore will be our new liaison, I believe, starting at our next board meeting. A couple of permitting items and policies that are moving forward at the state board level that Tam asked me to bring to your attention. The second draft of the Phase 2 small MS4 general permit has been released for public comment, and there were a number of workshops held throughout the state on that permit, and a public hearing is scheduled at the state board for on August 8th to consider that permit for adoption. There has been a statewide septic system policy that has most recently a revised draft was with significant changes, was released in for public comment in March, and received comment on that, and the State Board now plans to release a next iteration of that draft policy, which is then to be considered for adoption by the State Board in 2 weeks from now on June 19th. And then the final matter is just to let folks know that the State Board has in May released a 2011 accomplishments report. It's a report that summarizes from the State Board's perspective important efforts, upcoming priorities, and workload commitments and information. And so that report is an annual report that is done and is available on the State Board's website for public review. And that concludes the update from our State Board liaison.
Great.
And I assume, Matt, executive officer report, do you want to hold that to the end?
Yes, please.
Sounds great.